Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You think you're one of them? Time to wake up.
Recognize that sound? That is from Avatar. It has been 8 years since that James Cameron movie was released. And this Saturday, Disney opens the Pandora World of Avatar theme park. It's an extension of Disney's Animal Kingdom in Florida and is the biggest U.S. expansion of a Disney park in more than 10 years. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this is a $500 million park. Tell us more about it. What is Disney trying to do here?
Well, a little backdrop to this is that Disney's Parks and Resorts division posted record profits recently. Attendance at domestic parks has been growing substantially. So this 12-acre Avatar attraction really marks an effort for them to increase capacity and guest spending. They just needed to grow. They needed to have new attractions. Among the attractions they'll have there, like a flight simulator, a river journey, and also a huge mountain that appears to float in the air.
So they've
sunk. Oh, yeah, yeah. So they got a lot for their $500 million, apparently.
And Avatar is one of the most successful movies of all time. It grossed nearly $3 billion, but that was nearly 10 years ago. I wonder if a lot of the young people who might go to the theme parks even ever saw the movie Avatar.
Or will they care? I mean, I think that's part of what Disney's banking on. The Disney executives are saying that the quality of the park's attractions are what's going to draw people to Pandora, regardless of whether they're interested in the film. That said, this attraction lacks the marketable characters of Disney blockbusters like Frozen. Also, at the time of the deal, they made the deal with the director, James Cameron. My colleague Ben Fritz reported that, this was driven partly in frustration that Disney had let the rights to Harry Potter go to Universal Studios. But at the time of this deal, they thought there's going to be a sequel coming out, but that's not coming until 2020. They were hoping that they were going to time the sequel to the opening of the park. That didn't pan out.
Well, we mentioned that this is the biggest U.S. expansion of a Disney park in more than 10 years. But if you look at what's happening in Asia, Disney opened a park in Shanghai last year. Universal Studios Beijing is in the works, expected to open in 2020. There's also 20th Century Fox World, which is opening next year in Malaysia. What's the competition like among the theme park owners in Asia right now?
It's intense. And also the number of people who are going is increasing dramatically. And that's why they're investing so much money. Disney's going to have a Toy Story themed land in Shanghai Disneyland, Marvel and Frozen lands at Hong Kong Disneyland. I didn't realize there were this many Disneylands. They're going to have Finding Nemo and Beauty and the Beast and Big Hero 6 in Tokyo. So they're spending big bucks because the audiences are really just growing substantially. If you look at the charts, since really 2008, it's been double-digit increases in the number of attendees.
And theme parks still a big part of Disney's empire?
Oh, yes. Very big part of it, especially right now while they're dealing some with major subscriber losses at ESPN, another property of Disney. But they had a strong quarter, last quarter operating income of $656 million. Mm.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.